T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. Bill Michaels Show is on the air, and I'm going to start off today on a down note. Okay, I'm going to start off today on a down note, and I'm just going to kind of slow the roll a little bit. And I hate to do this. But I'm just, because last night it just blew up. But I just, slow your roll, okay? Aaron Rodgers took snaps from a trainer. Nobody saw Aaron Rodgers throwing a football. Just an FYI. Okay, just slow your roll a little bit. Look, it was great to see him out there jogging, looking good, trotting around, being an example, being there, supporting his guys, taking a snap. Okay. But that is a far way from throwing a football. And I just, people were saying, well, see, he's coming back in 2 weeks. It's, no, he's not. Slow your roll. Now, maybe the severity of the break and what he had done, it's healing ahead of schedule. Maybe he's a fast healer. That's fantastic. Maybe you're thinking 4 weeks, end of the season. That's great. But for those that were coming at me going, see, I told you, it's only going to be 4 to 6 weeks. I'm like, no. Even if they said today he could practice, it's probably at least another week. Even if today they said he would practice, it's at least another week. So that's another week. But if he comes back in 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, so be it. The ship remains on the same course. Don't worry about Aaron Rodgers. If he comes back, it's a bonus. Right now, all you're doing is moving forward with Brett Hundley. Right now, all you're doing is trying to get as many wins as you can to stay relevant, stay in the hunt, because should you lose, say, the next 3 or 4 in a row, doesn't matter. You're not rushing Aaron Rodgers back to take snaps for a team that's not going to the postseason. So right now, it's the shiny object, as we're all largemouth bass laying in the weeds. Here comes that lure right across the surface of the water. It's got some shiny things on the rear end, man. Oh, I could take a bite. Well, if you do, you're going to land in a boat. Just relax. I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe across the way. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. If you want to give us a shout, please feel free to do so. You can track us down over there. Bucks get a nice win last night. They continue their roll. When you talk about slowing your roll, their role is looking good. They ended up knocking off last night the Detroit Pistons, a team that had just beaten them by a larger margin last week, I think by 10 or 11 or 9 or something like that. Anyway, long story short is the Bledsoe experiment continues on the positive side, which is a good thing. So feel good about that, specifically if you're a Bucks fan and you're fired up, because it seems to be, at least for right now, something that has given them, 1, a different weapon, 2, a different look, 3, a different energy, a pep in a step. And as we had heard yesterday when we were chatting, that Bledsoe really, really enjoys being here. Vin Baker was telling us all about how he had talked to Bledsoe, and Bledsoe said, thank God I'm out of Phoenix. I'm really liking it here. So maybe a guy that embraces Milwaukee, embraces the state of Wisconsin, doesn't give a darn about cold weather and all that kind of garbage that goes along with it. You're not playing outside, so shut up. and comes in and embraces what he sees on the horizon. And that is a team that's vying for the top spot in the East, a team that really wants to win a championship, a team that's got a brand new, unbelievable facility sitting only about 100 yards north of where they're currently at. He's got a lot of opportunity here. So be happy. Be happy. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. And at Cousin Subs, going on right now, they have the brisket. They have the barbecue brisket. It's back. And it's for a limited time, by the way. I've been telling you about this for a while now. So if you're interested in the barbecue brisket, stop in and grab it or download the app on your Apple and your Android phone. That is Cousin Subs, where they believe in better and you deserve better. And I had got to say thanks to Mickey. Mickey shot me a text, or not a text, but a tweet yesterday. Stopped into his local Cousin Subs and picked up the pepper, the full one, the great big old thing that looks like a giant nightstick, the great big old pepperoni mud. He ordered it just the way we tell you. He got the Radio Joe's cheese curds. He got a Sprite along the way as well, and he got the cookies, and he said, life-changing, definitely. Hashtag life-changing and a hashtag definitely. And stopped in at Cousin Subs, so thanks to Mickey who took a picture of it and sent it to us and supports the program, supports Cousin Subs. Good stuff going on there. Going back to the Aaron Rodgers stuff, this one is from Patrick, who writes in a Wendy's email inbox, and this was the reason I wanted to kind of start here today. He said, I see that Aaron Rodgers was back out on the practice field. Does this make your estimation of 10 weeks or the end of the season erroneous? He says, would you assume that Aaron Rodgers is only a couple of weeks away from coming back? And then he goes on and on about rehab and everybody's different and Aaron Rodgers is a competitor and he's an athlete. We're not taking that into consideration. Let's just slow the roll here for a second, okay? Because this is the reason I wanted to get into this and discuss it a little bit, just for the fact that you got to understand where things are, okay? So go back. He got hurt in the Vikings game. Okay, that was October 15th. So the week after he was looking for the surgical place. So the week of October 22nd. Okay, so he's had 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks, maybe 3.5 since the surgery. Think about that, 3.5 since the surgery. It's an 8 to 12 week injury, which means he has at least 5 more weeks to go, which would take the Ravens out, the Steelers out, the Buccaneers out, the Browns out, and the Panthers out. So at best, he could come back maybe for the Vikings or the Lions game. That's what I'm saying. You just put Aaron Rodgers right now in the rearview mirror. It's great that he's working out with the team. I think it's great that he's there jogging. I think it's great that he's there kind of leading by example. I all of that stuff. I think it's fantastic. But if you look at this realistically, and it is an 8 to 12 week thing, and because it's on the throwing shoulder, remember the last time it took about 8 weeks, and it wasn't a throwing shoulder injury. This is a throwing shoulder injury. If it's a minimal of 8 weeks, you're talking minimally the Vikings game, which is the second last game of the season. If it's 12 weeks, it's 2 weeks into the postseason. So that's what I'm saying. Don't get crazy on me and start saying, well, he's back by the Buccaneer game. I wouldn't put him in against the Steelers, but I'd put him in against the Buccaneers. No. He's not going to be back. It's not going to happen. Just relax. He was taking snaps from a trainer. That's it.
There was a great man who had this quote. I quote, President Clinton.
My fellow Americans, as a young boy, I dreamed of being a baseball. But tonight I say we must move forward. Not backward, upward, not forward, and always twirling, twirling, twirling towards freedom.
Yeah! There you have it.
Just stay positive, Packers fans.
That's it.
Move forward, but not forward.
Correct. That's it. That's kind of the state of where we're at when we saw Aaron Rodgers on the practice field yesterday. That was the story. It wasn't about Brett Hundley gets a win and now he's back in the practice field moving forward with his team with a load of confidence. It wasn't about Brett Goode coming back and securing the long snapper position and kind of solidifying that all over again. It wasn't about the defense playing well and getting better and moving on and trying to build on success. It was about Aaron Rodgers jogging on the practice field. That was our number one story. We were the giant largemouth bass laying in the boat, flopping around, and now we are everybody's dinner. because we saw the shiny object going by. Slow your roll. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com. Toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Let's go to Mike listening to us in Greenfield. Mike, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Hey, how are we looking on a Thursday, Bill?
We are looking good because we have a huddle tonight. We're going to be in Mequon, and I'm fired up about it. What's on your mind?
Time flies when you're having fun.
There you go.
Anywhere you're getting paid for it, too.
That's exactly right.
I just want to kind of echo your sentiments with Rodgers because, number one, we have a quarterback that won't be in football shape by the end of the year, even if they decided to bring him back. Number two, this line is not blocking well. He's got a big X on himself. People are going to be gunning for him. He's already broken both sides of his clavicle. So guess what? Instead of 3 to 6 years maybe he'll only play 2 to 3, and then that leads me to the next one. What kind of commodities do we have in our second, third-string quarterbacks? The Rodgers gravy train will stop at some point, and we better be ready. That's all I'm going to say. Have a good day.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. He's right, but it's not going to happen this year. I mean, what I'm thinking of as far as the gravy train goes is probably 5, 6, 7 years down the road, which is the reason it's not going to be Brett Hundley. Brett Hundley's going to – you hope – this is best-case scenario, is that Brett Hundley plays well. Brett Hundley can be traded for a fourth, third-round pick maybe if he plays extremely well. You get an additional pick out of it. You pick up a quarterback, whether it's a veteran or whether it's somebody in the draft, and you continue to move forward. But you're not going to draft a quarterback real high because it's not a priority right now. It's just not. That's not what you're doing. Because why draft a guy that in 4 years is going to go away again? Or you have to make a decision on. Right now you're looking for sustainability. That's what you're looking for. It would not shock me if they went out and picked up a backup with experience and kept Joe Callahan in the fold next year. It just doesn't make sense to waste a draft pick on him. Just go out and pay a decent backup to say, here you go. And there's probably going to be a couple of them out there. But that's the direction you would probably go. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Speaking of quarterbacks, when we come back, the quarterback du jour, which is Brett Hundley, the guy that got a win under his belt, looked better, commanded a team, played a little bit nicked up. He was the guy. He would have made it this past Sunday. We're going to hear from him coming up next on the Bill Michael Show.
We must move forward, not backward, upward, not forward. And always twirling, twirling, twirling towards freedom.
Yeah! Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Woo-hoo!
Show is on the air, and hopefully your day is fantastic. Good Thursday to you. Hey, a reminder, we're on the road tonight. I can't wait. I'm heading out to Libby, Montana tonight. Our green and gold analyst, Paul Emig, is going to be there with us. Bud Girls are going to be there 6 to 8 tonight. Libby, Montana's in Mequon. We hope to see you out there as a face in the crowd. It's all brought to you by our terrific friends over at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Can't wait. Really, really looking forward to it. Libby, Montana's. Good place. Did you know, Joe, and we bring it up all the time, but he doesn't own it anymore, but do you know who used to own that? The guy that used to play Niedermeyer in Animal House?
Maestro, too.
Yeah. Metcalf. Mr. Metcalf. The Maestro in Seinfeld, for those of you that are a little bit younger. So, yeah. That was his place. I think then they ended up getting divorced or something like that. I think his wife had it for a while. I don't know if she still owns it or not. But regardless, going to have a good time out there tonight. Come on out to Libby, Montana's out on Donjus Bay Road in Mequon. And it's all brought to you again by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the
What's
Bill Michaels.
What's that on your chest?
Yes, what is it? Pledge pin!
It's a pledge pin, sir.
A pledge pin on your uniform!
You got to be careful because if you fall on that thing, it can puncture you. Just I throw it out there. There you go. Let's go to, we'll hear from Brett Hundley coming up here in just 1 second. Let's go to Troy and Eau Claire listening to us on 105.1. Troy, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Not too bad. Hey, Bill, I just wanted to let you know, too, and hopefully everybody else knows that
Rodgers is on IR, so it wouldn't matter if he could throw a football tomorrow. He's out until at least, I think, the Carolina game.
Correct.
Week 15. So
yep.
Hopefully if everybody's bothering you, that's the least of your concerns.
Yeah, I try to tell people that just, you know, slow the roll a little bit. You are correct. You got to wait a period of time before he can come back, and I believe you're right. I believe it is a Carolina game. But people that thought he was going to come back in 2 weeks, it's just, you got to remember what the injury is, what it was. He's had surgery. He's got screws. Everything has to heal. It's not a two-week process. So I appreciate the phone. Appreciate it, man. Brett Hundley, the win, he said, against Chicago, it's really, I said it at the time, Gary and I talked about it during the postgame show, this gives the locker room a little pep in their step.
I hate losing. Nobody in here likes losing. So when you win, I mean, everything is better. I mean, life is better. I think we like winning around here, and we'll try to stick to it.
I think they do like winning around there. I don't disagree with that. I do believe that when you get a win, it does something to the morale when you all of a sudden have belief that things aren't going to spiral out of control. And the other question, will he be faster than his third down run against the Bears?
I hope faster than that. Yeah, third down conversion. That's the slowest I ever ran in my life.
He's correct. That was a relatively slow roll. Speaking of slow rolls, that was then again, you know what? Brett Hundley, I mean, you know, we know there was a bit of a hamstring issue there. So we hope that that continues to heal. How much time has he spent in the trainer's room this week?
You know, I've just been in there as much as possible, just getting it right, and just to be ready to roll Sunday.
It's going to be cool. It's going to be the weather is supposed to be better, but it's not supposed to be warm in Sunday's game. So that's an area of concern. I wonder how many snaps Joe Callahan is getting this week, because you figure you would have to. Hamstrings are not a good thing when it comes to cold weather. Now Brett Hundley talks about playing in the cold, and basically this is mind over matter.
It's a mental thing. I'm always thinking 72 degrees and ocean breeze. So whether it's negative, I'll still be thinking the same thing.
So I don't think it's going to be negative, but I think it's still going to be cold. He talks about building off the success from Sunday.
It's a big confidence booster, but, you know, for me it's just stacking successes. You know, I think the biggest thing is handling success. And Coach McCarthy is, like, so huge on that. And that's something I've learned in these past 2 years. You have to be – it's a learned skill to be able to handle success, so you can't get too far ahead of yourself. But, you know, it's a big confidence booster, but – I'm just trying to get better each and every week. That's my goal. You know, last week was in the past, but, you know, there's still a lot of football to be played. So I got to make sure I continue that and improve. And there was a lot to improve on Sunday.
That's exactly right. I mean, when he talks about getting better and improving, the biggest thing that he can possibly do is just continue to move forward. Because we're looking at this and saying, okay, the first game against New Orleans, not great. Obviously, what he was asked to do coming in against Minnesota, it didn't end well. Detroit looked better, but not great. You had better movement, better passes, a little downfield, a little more confidence, I think, and just kind of going through that process against the Bears. But you don't want to take a step back. You don't want to regress in any way, shape, or form. And he said, hey, look, now that they've got something on film downfield, it can maybe open some things up. That pass to him from him to Devontae Adams really helps.
You know, just knowing that we can't take shots. And, you know, I think every week we've taken our shots. So we have it on tape. You know, we've shown that we can hit it. And we have the receivers who can go up and get it.
And he's right. And now teams have to actually look at that and respect that. Because we had talked about that. Because right now, or at least going back to the beginning of the Bears game, teams were bringing 7, 8, 9 up in the box and sitting there saying, you know, 10 in the box saying, Brett Hundley's got to beat us. Beat us. We're going to stop the run, but beat us. And once you start going downfield, a few back shoulder throws, getting more than 10 yards, now they got to back off a little bit, and that can help you in the run game. And, you know, he's got to be able to trust the receivers like he did with Devontae Adams and trust where they're going to be.
And that's all experience. You know, that's something that, you know, even 12 was unbelievable at. But, you know, he's had a lot of years doing it, and his experience is a lot more than mine. So that's something that just comes with experience. You know, as we keep going throughout the year, just feel like, you know, for me, every week, just trying to get better and better.
And again, goes back to the just get better and better. Just continue to get better and better. You need to continue to get better and better. That's the big thing for Brett Hundley, just to make people believe that he has that ability to be able to move this team. Not only for your own guys, you know, to give them confidence and feel good. But again, going back to defenses and how they're going to play you and how, you know, the field can kind of open up if you start to really move the ball downfield. He said he likes to work out of the empty spread formation. He's used to it.
Yeah. You know, it's just nice when we have all our playmakers on the field because now you have matchups. You have, you know, it's hard to guard all our guys. And you always sort of get a one-on-one situation. And I like that personnel group for us.
So, also, he said, you know, does he feel the defenses are, you know, kind of, put it this way, does he feel defenses are pressuring him rather than giving him the room to throw?
I think any, you know, quarterback who's first starting, no matter if he's rookie or, you know, third year for me, it's still sort of the same because experience isn't technically there. In this game, experience is huge, huge. So, a lot of, you know, teams will probably pressure a little bit more when it comes to younger quarterbacks or quarterbacks who haven't had as much experience. But, you know, like I keep saying, I'm progressing each week, and as long as I trust our, you know, game plan, I know what we're doing versus, you know, our hot adjustments or how it reads, we'll be fine.
So he sounds like he's incredibly confident. I mean, that's the one thing that he sounds like he's really, you know, in a groove. Or at least gaining that confidence. I wouldn't say in a groove. That might be too much. But at least gaining that confidence. But the big thing for him is, as Mike McCarthy emphasizes over and over again, he has not turned the ball over in the last few weeks. That's huge.
That's just going through your reads and, you know, not forcing the ball into any, you know, dumb throws and just being smart with your passes. So, you know, I feel comfortable still going against whoever. You know, they've played their defense well. They've done a great job in the back end. But, you know, I just got to do what we're coached to do, what I'm coached to do, and got to make sure I'm right.
Also, he talks about the Ravens. Now, the Ravens defensively still a pretty good football team. Their offense has been struggling a little bit, but defensively they're still a good football team.
They play their defense well. They're a heavy scheme team. You know, veteran group in the back. You know, I think they're really good pass defense right now. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge, but as long as we do what we're coached to do, we're efficient with our game plan, we'll be fine.
He has become very polished when it comes to speaking. He's not going to give you a whole lot. He's not going to throw a whole lot of things out there that are going to make you go, wait a minute, what did he just say? But he did talk about the ailing running back group.
I love all our running backs. They all do a good job. They're all ready to play, and they'll do what, you know, what we coach them to do and what they're supposed to do. You know, they're great running backs. They run hard for us and get us the yardage we need and move the chains with them.
How about that? There was nothing there. I feel great about our running back group. They'll run hard. They'll do exactly what we coach them to do. They're going to run hard. They're running backs because they're running backs in the National Football League. And when you play football and you carry the ball, you're a running back. That's it. There's nothing there. Brett Hundley also says always, you know, it always helps to have that ground game, though, behind you.
Oh, it always helps to have a running game. You know, we ran the ball well. Our O-line loves when we run the ball. So, you know, I'm sure they were happy. And I think, you know, any quarterback will attest to a good run game helps.
There you go. That's it. Good run game. I don't have to throw the ball. There you go. How we looking? Done. That's it. He's not giving you anything. Jay tweets us, shoots me an email in the Wendy's email inbox. He says, R-E-L-A-X, relax, on Aaron Rodgers. I completely agree. Relax. Brad in Surgeon Bay says, thanks for the update and the reality check for many Rodgers fans. I still have the opinion that he might play, best case scenario, the last game of the season, but only if they are competitive, which I completely agree. Kurt writes in the Wendy's email inbox, he said, what are people drinking? Just to see Aaron Rodgers running around out there got the entire state of Packers Nation into an uproar. Everybody's got their underwear up their butt today because they think Aaron Rodgers is coming back in a couple of weeks. Do they not understand the process of rehab? He's just there to show his face and to show his teammates that he wants to be a part of something and to show his confidence in his backup. Nothing more. Don't rely on Aaron Rodgers at this point. Let's just let the man heal before we start rushing him back onto the football field to get injured all over again. This is crazy. There you have it. Going to go ahead and take a quick break when we come back. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Bucks postgame show. Last night, Bucks got a nice win. They ended up knocking off the Detroit Pistons down at the BC, and the Bledsoe experiment continues to be a positive one. We will ask Steve Sparky Pfeiffer about just that coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
That's why we want him here. We know he's a big-time player, big-time point guard for us. He finds guys. He plays aggressively. He's a smart basketball player. He had one late turnover, but still had the confidence to knock down the big shot and the two free throws that pretty much took over the game for us.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad to have you. That's Chris Middleton talking about Bledsoe being an asset to this Bucks basketball team. Bucks get a nice win last night. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, you can. Feel free to do so. Radio Joe Zanzola across the way from me. I'm Bill Michaels. If you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, it's @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or @RadioJoeSports. You can also track us down over on the Facebook fan page. Always a good way to get a hold of us. Bucks getting beat by the Pistons last week. Beat them last night down at the BC, 99-95. And in doing so last night, Giannis ended up with 21. Chris Middleton dropped 27. Bledsoe poured in 14 of his own. He had a couple of blocks along the way. Had 3 steals, 8 assists last night. I mean, a complete asset to this team. Even DJ Wilson got off the bench last night, got a few minutes in this one. Not big minutes. Malcolm Brogdon, by the way, coming in and dropping 12 of his own. So good flow to the game last night. To talk more about it, the host of the Bucks postgame show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Sparky, so what do you think of the Bledsoe acquisition so far?
I think you have to be impressed, considering what you heard from Marcus Johnson on Fox Sports Wisconsin last night. Now you really have to be impressed. Marcus Johnson said last night that Eric Bledsoe is at like 60-65% with a bad knee right now. Hasn't practiced since he's been in a Bucks uniform because of that knee. So if that's 60-65% Bledsoe, imagine what he'll look like if he gets healthy at some point this year. Now, whether or not he will, I don't know. But I mean, at 65%, he looks pretty good. Now, that could be a reason for that jumper not working or whatever. But, you know, last night he hit 2 big shots during the fourth. About two and a half minutes left, he hit a big 3. And then with about 40 or 50 seconds left, he had a 15-foot pull-up jumper. And Marcus Johnson had a great line. He said, it's not how many you hit, it's when you hit them. Because at that point, you know, he'd only hit 3 of 11 or something like that at that point in the game. But that was a huge shot that put him up 95-93, and that was it. The Bucks ended up obviously winning that game 99-95. So Bledsoe was huge for them last night. And the biggest thing there is not only does he help in the transition, since he's come on, their defense has really improved across the board, and that's not just Eric Bledsoe, that's the team. So I don't want to take away from all the other players on the team. But the other thing that's happened is Malcolm Brogdon has responded going to the bench. He's played really well and is scoring the basketball. Like, you need a sixth man to score the basketball, and you really need him to score because you're without Teletovic. He's been out with a knee injury now for several games, and he was the only scorer you had off the bench until Brogdon showed up. So still and yet, you have only one guy off the bench scoring the basketball, waiting for Teletovic to come back.
The interesting thing I find, you brought up the defensive aspect of this. Drummond with only 13 last night. I thought, now, Henson with 10 points, he ended up with 10 boards last night. I thought he did a fine job there. But give me your thoughts on Henson since he's been thrust into the spotlight.
Well, I'll tell you what happened last night on our postgame show in Milwaukee on The Fan. Now, you know this. I mean, I know you do it. For those that have never seen Bill do his show in the radio station before, he sits on a chair and does the radio show. And most of the hosts, Gary Ellerson, when he does the show with you, he'll sit on a chair and does a show. As do I sit on a chair when I do a show. And you're like, well, what's the big deal, Sparky? Who cares? Well, last night, I at the beginning of our postgame show, I stood up and I gave a standing ovation to John Henson to start the show. I mean, that man has played so much better since they traded Greg Monroe. And last night was another prime example of that. He played physical. He played tough. He blocked shots. He wasn't getting pushed around. He got held off at one point late in the game by Drummond with like one arm. Other than that, he played really physical and he played really well in that game. And he played well against Gasol. Those are the games where Henson's really going to be tested. When he goes up against those big physical centers that got weight on him, that got size on him, that are just as athletic as him, how does he hold his own in those matchups? I thought he did really well last night. I thought Thon Maker with 4 blocks did well too. And I've been saying it. John Henson right now, I think this is a career-making deal for him now the rest of the year. Can you prove that you belong as a starting center in the NBA? It's not only the Bucks, but to everybody else in the NBA. Because, yeah, when this deal gets done, then it's going to be decided how much more money you're going to make after this deal. Because otherwise, if it doesn't work, and you give him a stretch, and then you go back to being John Henson again, and you're not consistent, you might get traded. or you might go to the bench, and that might be the end of you. There's a reason why every coaching staff falls in love with John Henson early, and by the end of their tenure, he's on the bench not playing consistent minutes. There is a reason for that, and that's his consistency. And now he has to prove that he can play at a high level. And if he can, he can be a difference maker for this Bucks team. If he can play like he has the last four or five games consistently the rest of the year, this team should be in pretty good shape defensively.
Going back to the defensive side of the basketball, that's one of the things that Jason Kidd has tried to stress from early on. Is it just the fact that they get the pep in their step from Bledsoe that suddenly guys are, you know, cutting guys off at the baseline? They're actually collapsing around the basketball. They're working the hands a little bit more. They're bodying up. Or is this just something that all of a sudden they have just found a rhythm, do you think?
Well, we had John Horst, the Bucks general manager, on last night on a postgame show. He called in on his way home last night. And he talked about and mentioned they had two practices strictly about defense going into that San Antonio game after they acquired Eric Bledsoe and made the Greg Monroe trade. And it was focused solely on defense. And since then, they've held every opponent except Memphis under 100 points. The key for me about this defense is, and always has been, does the scheme work? Yes, it works. But, I always say it's, hair on fire type defense. And I used to tell that to Greg Monroe, and he just laughed at me. But that's really what it is. You have to expend so much effort. Now, if you play it well, you can be a swarming defense, create a lot of turnovers, block shots, and be a great defense. But can you do that for as many games as you need to do it for an entire season, 82 games, and then still, have the energy and the effort to play on the offensive side of the floor night in and night out, and then still have all of that left for the playoffs and still be able to play at that level in the playoffs? And right now, they're playing. Now, again, they haven't done it for four quarters every game. Memphis wasn't for four quarters. They didn't play with that intensity. But last night, they played with good intensity, I would say, for pretty much four quarters. Galloway came in and hit a couple of threes to start the fourth quarter last night to get them going and get them back in that game last night. But for the most part, they've played really well. And a lot of it is just intensity. You can't use the excuse that we use for the Packers all the time. Oh, a miscommunication there. Oh, a miscommunication there. That doesn't work for this team. It's the same team as last year. They've been in this defense now for a couple of years. The only guys that haven't been are Bledsoe, who just got here, and then the rookies who don't play. So I don't want to hear, well, they didn't know where they were supposed to be, or they didn't rotate over when they were supposed to. At this point, you should know that defense like the back of your hand. So the only thing stopping this defense from working now is bringing that same level of effort and intensity on the defensive side of the ball each and every single game, and not having 3, 4, 5 letdown games in a row where you give up 115. That's what was happening prior to them getting Bledsoe, prior to those two practices going into that Spurs game. If they can play like this the rest of the year, this is a 50-win team. There's no doubt about it, but this defense can't drop off.
I was just going to say, they can do that. I don't think they're going to have I think the fact that, look, Bledsoe is a shooter. He's not Ray Allen shooter, okay, but we're getting a shooter. Right. You got a guy that has taken the pressure off of Middleton, taken the pressure off of Brogdon. If they continue to play that way, it's great. But I agree with you. I think defensively they have to kind of keep at that level. And then the X factor in all of this, Spark, and I was talking to a few people last night, it's kind of like getting a free agent pickup. If you can get anything out of Jabari Parker when he comes back, it's like making a midseason trade, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, I'm with Bledsoe, again, it's his outside shot, a three-point shot, hasn't been the best in the whole wide world necessarily. But it doesn't have to be once you bring back Jabari Parker to go along with it, because then all of a sudden you've got Jabari that can hit the outside shot. You've got Chris Milton that can hit the outside shot. You've got Toledovich that can play out there as well. So now Bledsoe and Giannis both can be guys that can get to the rim and kick. And it's not only kicking to the outside, but it's that wraparound pass that Bledsoe will make to John Henson for the easy dunk. It'll be that pass with Giannis coming down the baseline. I mean, it's all those different things that Bledsoe adds to you that really helps. And then you can add another guy in Jabari Parker that, according to Gary Wolfville, he said there are some that feel he could play right now. But the Bucks are taking it very cautious, and they're going to try and wait this thing out till February to bring him back. Now, when he comes back, if he gives you 15 to 18 points, and I think he's going to give you over 20 a night, and maybe I'm being overly optimistic, but if he gives you 15 to 18 points each night, this offense can go to a different level. If he can give you that type of production along with whatever else that you already have, plus, like you said, at the trade deadline, I would have to imagine the Bucks will make at least a move at the trade deadline to bring in probably another bench player to add to this team.
Good stuff, Sparky, and we will check you out again next week, pal, okay?
Sounds good.
Appreciate it, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. A lot of positivity regarding the Milwaukee Bucks, who get a nice win last night and knock off the Detroit Pistons down at the BC. That is Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Bucks postgame show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air, and we are, as always, glad to have you. Looking forward to, we just had a note here from Mark who said, I want to know if we were still looking for housing up in Minneapolis. And no, we ended up going through Airbnb and got a really good deal just north of downtown Minneapolis. But we're going to be there. We're going to be there. As a matter of fact, our friend Ryan Shea from the House of Blues, is him and some of his group are going up there, too. So we're looking forward to seeing a lot of people there. And we're going. We're going there. Compliments of a lot of our great sponsors. It was just, as a matter of fact, I was over at the Water Doctors earlier today, and I made the switch 17 years ago. In 5 days, it'll be 17 years since I've been with the Connecticut Water Softening System. And because one of the other systems was in my home, and I had problems with it. Their service sucked. I was a bigger... Okay, let's, between you, me, and the fence post here, I was a bigger jackass then. I literally cut it out of my house, cut the pipes, turned off the water, and threw it out in the front yard and told them to come and get it because it was a rental thing. And they said, well, it'll be a week to 10 days. And I said, well, that's fine, but if somebody takes it, they take it. You know, come and get your crap, because it was awful. And I went with Dr. Bob and the Water Doctors, and I haven't looked back. The best system on the market. You can read anything about it. It's reliable, truly caring customer service, and... this is the best thing, is they have groundbreaking, innovating technology on the horizon. I'm giving you a hint. And if you would want to know what's about to, if you want to know what's coming into your home, drinking water-wise, and then what the Connecticut Water Softening System filters out, they can prove it. It's amazing. Go to H2, and then the letter O, H2, the letter O, doctors, water, the chemical thing for water, H2, the letter O, doctors.com, and find out, hint, hint, you can read about the WaterBot. And this thing can change the world. It really, really can. It's innovating. It's brand new. But you can start with changing your world, and that is through the Connecticut Water Softening System. Also, our friends Pat and Brooke and the gang over at Signature Limousine, they do fantastic work. And I've been telling you, a friend of mine, Marty, had called and said, hey, what was that number again? Needed a ride to the airport down to Chicago. He was taken off for a flight to Phoenix and needed a ride and ended up calling Signature Limousine. Your preferred nationwide ground transportation provider, Signature, it's what I use, whether it's for, you know, going back to my soon-to-be stepdaughter's 13th birthday party for the special night out, any special occasion, or you just need to get back and forth to the airport. They do great work. They take care of you like you're their own. That is Signature Limousine. Check them out at info, at booksignature.com, or call them 262-888-1000. That's 262-888-1000. Great people. That is Signature Limousine. There you have it. A couple of different things I wanted to get into, and we don't have time to get into everything because coming up after the top of the hour, from what you know about Mike McCarthy over the years, how good of a play caller is he? ESPN put out a ranking system yesterday and has him listed as 9th best in the National Football League. And I wanted your feelings on this. 9th best in the National Football League. In all the NFL right now, as far as play callers. And I wanted to get you, wanted to see if you felt that was too high, too low. And I want to get your thoughts, because Mike McCarthy's the guy that everybody loves to pound on. And even yesterday, when Andy Benoit from MMQB, who has called their system Football 101 and been critical, said yesterday Mike McCarthy has done a really good job in handling Brett Hundley and the way he's kind of helped Hundley out. So I wanted to get your thoughts, what your thoughts are on Mike McCarthy as a play caller, specifically now that he's had to kind of change things. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. 855-830-8648, I want to get your thoughts on that. So give us a shout there. Got another one here, and this one's from Mark. Mark says, hey, guys, going to be at the game this coming Sunday. I heard you say that the weather's not going to be really cold or bad. As a matter of fact, we were talking about this earlier, and our buddy Drew Burgoyne from CBS 58, who listens to the program, hit me up, direct messaged me, and he said it's going to be around 30 for the game, some sunshine, a few clouds, without too much wind. So it's not going to be, in the grand scheme of things, when you talk about weather on the, 20th, 20-something of November, it could be a lot worse in Green Bay, and it's not. 30, a little bit of wind, sun and clouds, that's a mix. There you have it. Not bad. So it won't be terribly, and let's be honest, it's no big deal for Baltimore. They play in crap weather anyway. So no big deal there. So the weather won't be too frightful, I guess is the best way to put it. 855-830-8648 when we come back after the top of the hour. From what you know about Mike McCarthy over the years, how good of a play caller do you believe him to be? That is the question we're posing to you. Again, 855-830-8648. If you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, hit us up at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or @RadioJoeSports. You can track us down there over on the Facebook fan page. Another way to get a hold of us, go to Facebook.com, just search The Bill Michaels Show, or just look for Bill Michaels with the blue check mark and like us there. And then, obviously, the website, that's where you can always track us down. The website's the easiest way to go. Just simply go to BillMichaelsSports.com, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S, BillMichaelsSports.com, and you can find out everything that's going on, including where we're going to be tonight, coming up at Libby, Montana, 6 to 8 tonight for the Bill Michaels Huddle, brought to you by Bud Light. Looking forward to that. More of the Bill Michaels Show and more chatter about your play caller for your Green Bay Packers. Mike McCarthy coming up next.
Station strong.
The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.